It's 7:43 on this West Virginia morning. I'm Xander Alloy. We'll hear reactions from people across Appalachia to J.D. Vance's book, Hillbilly Elegy.
J.D. does paint a certain part of the culture, but it's not the total culture.
That's coming up. This is West Virginia Morning. I'm Xander Alloy. 800 elementary school students gathered at Marshall University yesterday for the 11th annual Brain Expo. Kara Lofton reports the expo is designed as an opportunity to bring science out of the classroom and give 3rd to 6th graders hands-on learning.
Hello. Okay, I want you guys to gather around the screen so everybody can see.
At the 11th Annual Brain Expo, sophomore Katie Giz is showing students a video to test how well they can pay attention.
Okay, so I want you guys to count how many times the people in the white pass the ball, okay?
You might have seen the video before. In it, 6 people, 3 in white shirts, 3 in dark shirts, pass a basketball. The viewers have to count how many times the people in the white shirt pass the ball. Most people who watch the video guess right, or pretty close to right. What they don't notice is that halfway through the video, a person in a gorilla suit walks through the group, starts dancing, and then leaves out the other side of the frame.
Okay, how many times?
14. I got 14.
The real answer is 15.
That's
but
what I got.
You look right off.
Did you guys notice anything weird in the video?
I got 16.
There was a gorilla.
Giz is one of about 200 volunteers from Marshall University and Community Partners. The elementary school students in grades 3 through 6 visited 26 stations covering everything from sleep to addiction to nutrition to psychology.
It's sort of a reverse science fair setup. We have a bunch of stations that teach about the brain and the nervous system, how to take care of it, what it does for you.
That's Professor Nadia Spitzer, who oversaw the expo. She says the idea is to help kids get excited about science.
A lot of times, if you're just learning science in a classroom out of a textbook, it can become very abstract. And here, you know, you kind of learn that it has to do with you. It's relevant to you. How well you shoot that basketball is dependent on how well your brain is working. It puts it in a different perspective and a more exciting perspective, I think.
Peyton Workman is a 4th grader at Dingus Elementary School.
Have you learned anything today?
Mm-hmm.
What'd you learn?
About the worms.
What'd you learn about the worms?
That when they're in alcohol or something, they move a lot around. They move a lot. They're really active.
Workman's referring to a station where a volunteer piped tiny worms that normally live in water into petri dishes filled with substances like caffeine, alcohol, and nicotine. The kids could see in real time how the worms reacted to each of the substances, which prompted conversations about how addiction works and impacts the brain. Professor Spitzer's hope is that the excitement the kids feel learning in a hands-on environment like this will stick with them and they'll want to study science in the future. And it seems to be working.
It's really cool. So there are several kids who came to the first couple of expos, and now they're students at Marshall, which is awesome.
Spitzer says elementary schools come to the expo from all over West Virginia, and that every year registration fills up. She said they'd love to grow it, but they're already in the biggest room on campus. So instead, a couple of times a year, Marshall students put on mini expos by going to elementary schools, setting up stations in the gym, and letting the whole school come and learn. For Appalachia Health News, I'm Kara Lofton.
Appalachia Health News is a project of West Virginia Public Broadcasting with support from the Charleston Area Medical Center and Marshall Health. The book Hillbilly Elegy by J.D. Vance was on the New York Times bestseller list for 24 weeks. The book, which is set partly in Appalachia, sold more than 1 million copies, and a Ron Howard film is now in the works, which means the story will reach an even wider and perhaps different audience. But the book also drew very strong criticism among people here in Appalachia. This week's episode of Inside Appalachia explores some of the varied reactions from people inside our region. Ohio Valley Resource reporter Sydney Bowles went to speak with people in Jackson, Kentucky, asking for their reactions to Hillbilly Elegy.
I think that it is factual, the coverage of the area. Those of us who've always lived here, we're just kind of numb to it. But viewed from a national perspective, it can be rather shocking to people.
I read the book. I didn't read it as a social book, you know. I read it as just following the events of how life was and how things were in Jackson at that time. I didn't really get the big social picture that was drawn from it later on and what it came to, I guess, represent.
J.D. does paint a certain part of the culture, but it's not the total culture. But you'll find most local Native people won't read the book. They've lived that life.
To me, it is a fairly accurate portrayal of his family. And if you look at the book, it says it is a family memoir. There are other families like that in our community. There are other families like that in Appalachia. But it doesn't represent the entirety of the Appalachian experience.
He's not from this area, even though his family is. He's never really lived in this area, so I don't feel like he really has a leg to stand on.
Next, Inside Appalachia host Jessica Lilly tells us about some of the written responses to Hillbilly Elegy.
Reactions have been so heated that several books have been written in reaction to Hillbilly Elegy, including a new book from West Virginia University Press called Appalachian Reckoning, A Region Responds to Hillbilly Elegy. It's a collection of writing by 40 different contributors, most of them challenging J.D. Vance's take on Appalachia. But the book also explores the larger issue of how this region and the people who live here are stereotyped. One of those writers is Appalachian poet Crystal Good. Good has read her poems around the world. Here she is reading the poem she contributed to Appalachian Reckoning.
He said, she said. He doesn't speak for me. He doesn't know me. He is Scots-Irish. He is not Appalachian. Mama said he can't even spell it. He likes to talk about himself, too much about himself. Mama said that's normal in the Rust Belt. We aren't sure where he is from. He is a memoir. He is a bestseller. He went to Yale Law, y'all. He is fight or flight first class. He takes out white trash and Black Lives Matter bags. He is not a redneck. Mama is a redneck. Mama always has her red bandana on. He didn't vote for the welfare of Miss Appalachian Queen. He has class mobility. He parks his car at the White House. He doesn't have any bumper stickers. Mama said that's a lie. He has won Trump. He doesn't drive a Subaru. He has a vanity plate. Make America great again. He is punctual, right, and on the times. He goes to the movies with Opie. He was a gift. Mama said I better get to the library if I want to read that crap. She won't let he come in the house. He was already checked out. He came in the mail. My wrench uncle sent. He is a lawyer. He loves his mama. I love my mama too. She is mountain wise. She just tricked me to read He, Hillbilly Elegy.
That was Crystal Good reading her poem He Said, She Said from the book Appalachian Reckoning. Good says that her reaction is fueled by the deep history we have here in Appalachia of being misunderstood. We've been dealing with negative stereotypes for a long time, outside Appalachia and inside, too.
To hear more of this week's episode of Inside Appalachia, exploring the ripple effects of J.D. Vance's book Hillbilly Elegy, listen Sunday morning at 7 and again Sunday evening at 6 here on West Virginia Public Broadcasting. John Gorka has been a regular guest on Mountain Stage since his first visit in 1989. He has our Song of the Week with Tattooed from his latest album, Truant Time, accompanied by the Mountain Stage Band.
It's a pretty new day in a pretty new year. It's hard to know where to go from here. It's easy to say, 'cause talk is cheap. Are you worried now? Are you losing sleep? Worried Man Blues is an old song that comes to mind. In a world gone wrong where hope is so hard to find, losing hurts worse than winning feels good. They say move on, and you know you should. When the good is lost, the damage stays. A tattooed heart can last you all your day. Skin and unseen marks deep within. Worried Man Blues is an old song that comes to mind. In a world gone wrong where hope is so hard to find, losing hurts worse than when it feels good. The same move on, and you know you should. Carry on as best you can. Get out of bed and rise again.
Thank you very much.
That was John Gorka with Tattooed live on Mountain Stage. To hear his full performance and more, tune in Friday and Saturday nights at 8, right here on West Virginia Public Broadcasting. West Virginia Morning is a production of West Virginia Public Broadcasting, which is solely responsible for its content. You can keep up with the latest West Virginia news throughout the day on our website, wvpublic.org. Support for our news bureaus comes from West Virginia University, Concord University, and Shepherd University. West Virginia Morning is produced with help from Caitlin Tan, Jessica Lilly, Kara Lofton, Liz McCormick, Dave Mistich, Brittany Patterson, and Roxy Todd. Our news director is Jesse Wright. Our producer is Glennis Board. I'm Xander Alloy.